I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 o'clock hour kicking off. If you miss Mike McCarthy being asked about Viagra from RJ, 8:40. You won't want to miss that. He was awesome. He's been awesome the past few weeks. I think you're going to feel better about your football team after you hear the tone and mood and approach of Mike. 8:40 this morning here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Official picks right now, who and why Sunday on this radio station. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Choppy, let's start off with the five things that you want to see.
The five things that I want to see from the Cowboys this week. Number one. Oh, my voice cracked there for a minute. Take advantage of the San Fran DBs. They are not very good. My buddy's texting me from San Francisco. He's trying to get tickets to the game. I'm not hooking him up.
We don't have any hookups.
We don't have any hookups anyway. and he's like, dude, you just throw the ball deep. If Dak doesn't, if the Cowboys can't take advantage of these DBs, they've got no prayer.
Really?
Take shots down the field, make them make plays, make them get called for penalties. They're a very, very penalized secondary. I think Bobby Belt texts us the most defensive pass interference calls in the league by their DBs.
49ers were flagged 23 times this year for defensive pass interference. That was the most in the NFL by 7 penalties.
Not good.
Cowboy wide receivers received 14 DPI calls this year, second most in the NFL. So our guys get interfered with a lot. Their guys grab and interfere a lot. That sounds like a recipe, Kellen, to throw it deep and challenge them a lot.
He can call the plays he wants. Dak's still got to be able to, he's still got to make those throws, and he has to be confident enough that that guy is open, even if he doesn't appear to be open. And I think that's been a big problem for Dak this year. Number two, open field tackling by our DBs. You want to lose this game? Let Debo or Mitchell get in the open field and our DBs can't tackle. Yards after catch is bad for this team. You know, you talked yesterday about all the yards after catch that have been allowed by the secondary.
Yeah.
And it cannot be this weekend. Debo will score from anywhere. Number three, Micah not doing too much. Normally, you love when a guy tries to do more, 110%, 20%. This is one of those stupid gap discipline games that you can't over-pursue. It's a zone-blocking team. They'll murder you if you do. They'll do a short toss. They'll try to catch the edge, and if the edge isn't there, they'll just square it up and cut up field.
Here's Trent Williams, who we're hoping misses this game. He's been dealing with an elbow injury. He says he's going to play. Trent Williams on the Cowboys pass rush featuring number 11.
That rush tandem, the 11, 94, and 90, three of the best in the league when you look at one group. I think that's one of the most concentrated group of rushers and more dynamic group of rushers. I think that makes that defense go, personally. If you look at them throughout the year, they all get it started up front. It all starts up front. I think 94 is having a breakout year. I've always thought he's a pretty talented guy. I think now there's not as many people in front of him, and I think he's showing the league what he really can do. I think he's really setting it on fire as opposed to what he can do in the pass rush game and how hard he plays. And you know, obviously we all know what 11's been doing, and we've all seen what 90's done his whole career. So those guys present a huge challenge. It's definitely not going to be easy. It's one of the things we just can't play into their hands and have to get into a drop back game,
man. So Trent Williams with some high praise for Randy Gregory.
You mean number 94?
Number 94.
Yeah, so these players, they don't even know the names of these guys. Is that what they're doing? Is that what they're trying to tell us? They don't even know their names? Number four, make Jimmy beat you. That's what he said. Don't make it a drop back game, right? Give them running looks on defense. Maybe you can bait them into throwing. And when Jimmy does not throw an interception, they're 7-0. They've got to pick him off in this game. And number five, finally, please, 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 go for two every time. You know, this year, if the Cowboys went for two every single time they scored, they would have scored 30 more points this season than they actually did. They're over 60% when going for two. Meanwhile, even if they went, so that's like 130 points when you're like 65%, it's like 130 points. So that means that even if Greg Zuerlein made every single extra point, every single one, there's still 30 points in the hole. That's why you should absolutely go for two every time.
McCarthy yesterday said, look, back in the day, Mason Crosby, when I was in Green Bay, very talented kicker, was going through a really, really rough year. And I used to get tired of Troy Aikman asking me every week in the production meetings, why haven't you made a change? It was one of the hot topics weekly, and at the end of the day, you believe in the process, the mental preparation, you believe in the physical preparation, stay the course, and if I recall the following year, Mason probably had his best year to date. So that was Mike McCarthy yesterday talking about getting irritated with Troy Aikman.
That's number five.
All right, there you go. RJ's five things, official picks and why on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Let's hear from the Tolo, starting off with Dale in Keller. Dale, you're first up. What happened Sunday?
Yes, long time Tolo. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if we've underrated the 49ers.
Well, I guess it depends what you think. I feel like a lot of people are respecting them. You know, Michael Irvin hasn't.
Or overrated.
Michael Irvin hasn't underrated them. Brian Baldinger has not underrated them. Brad Sham would not say which team is the better matchup amongst the three that we were rooting for or against on Sunday. Tolos are not, because last week when I put out the Twitter poll, they're like, yeah, I think I would want Arizona. So I don't think San Francisco is being underrated throughout the Metroplex. I'm probably guilty of underrating them. I may be doing. Mike Bassick is not underrating them. Corey Majors, I don't think, is underrating them. I don't know about the guys on G-Bag. If anyone's guilty of it, I am.
And even so, even if you're underrating them, they're a
look. Man,
they snuck into the playoffs.
If you can't beat the San Francisco 49ers in round one, you don't need to be in a Super Bowl discussion. If you can't beat San Fran at home in round one, then what are we talking about? Like, then you don't deserve to be there. Steve in Lexington. Steve, you're live with Sean and RJ.
My call, guys. Hey, appreciate it.
Appreciate
got two things, least confidence and most confidence. The most confidence I have is that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to throw the ball to us.
Okay.
Yeah, at least one interception in the second half. The least confidence that I have is in a player called Leighton Vander Esch. This guy gets washed out way too many times. He's not going to be good against the run, and he's got to play like Leighton Vander Esch back in 2018. We've got to have that guy. Otherwise, they're going to run the ball and average about 4.5 yards a carry.
Man, Steve, thanks for the call. I think pointing out Vander Esch is makes me feel a little bit bad, because we probably should have been talking about him more this week with the amount of time San Fran is supposed to run. I think that is a great observation, a point by you. Where you may be off is in the way Vander Esch has been playing as of late. A lot of people have been higher on 55, as Trent Williams would say, getting that pick in the Philly game, and some of the Pro Football Focus grades have been better. I think we feel much better about Vander Esch's play today than we did at the beginning of the season. But he could be the X factor.
He absolutely could be. I mean, they don't have a ton of depth at linebacker right now.
Yeah.
You know, with some injuries. But if you were to look at Vander Esch, I mean, in three of the last five games, he's had a Pro Football Focus. Well, two of them, he's had a Pro Football Focus grade of over 90. And another one, it was about mid-70s. And then another one was high 60s, which are all very, very, either elite or starter level. And then the one game was bad.
Elliot in Arlington. Elliot, you're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? I've got the Cowboys 31-21 this weekend. Not only am I a big Dak fan, I'm a big believer in his play in the playoffs, and I think this is a great opportunity, like you guys mentioned, against that secondary to take some shots. Also, I am looking to see if our corners will be able to attack and be able to tackle if they do break the chain and break the edge. I think that'll be a big part of the game as well. But I'm an ultimate believer in Dak, and I think he can get it done against the San Francisco secondary.
Thank you, brother. Good call. Appreciate it. Have a good day and weekend. Leo in Grand Prairie. Leo, you're next up. What's your prediction for the game?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Honestly, I think this game's going to come down to the wire to the fourth quarter, and I believe Zerline's going to miss an important field goal, and we're going to lose that game.
I miss one game.
Zerline gets fired right after the game. And that's end of the season for
gets cut right after it.
Could be. Could be. It wouldn't stun me.
Can't
be surprised by that one.
What's the prediction?
The Cowboys win 27-21.
Okay. The over-under in Vegas is 51, and the spread is 3.
Yeah, I'm not betting the spread. I'm not going to bet the over. I'm not going to touch this game. Too many weird things can happen. I mean, San Fran could slow it down to 8 possessions each. It could be a 20-17 game, 17-14. Cowboys could roll them. San Francisco could punish them like Denver. Like, I'm so staying away. The range of emotions in this, and I got a lot of bets this week. The range of emotions that I would have, though, in this one, it's too high. It's too high to bet on. Can't do it.
I'm going to go 27-20. So they win by 7. They win by at least 7. I would take the Cowboys and the points. The Cowboys in 3 points. I don't know if the line is going to move. I wrote down 28-20, 30-20 scores like that. So I agree with the last Tolo who predicted, you know, basically 31-21. The Cowboys win by 7 to 10 points against San Francisco and then advance. How about James in Weatherford? James, you're live on 105.3 The Fan. What's your pick?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I want to say I'm a loyal Tolo.
Thank you.
Love you guys' show, man. You always put me in a good mood in the morning.
Thank you.
So I'm going. I'm born and raised in San Francisco, but I've been living in Texas since '99, and I'm going with the 49ers.
Why?
Why? I don't think there's any question that the Dallas Cowboys have a ton of talent. You can't question that. I mean, as a true sports fan, the Cowboys have tons of talent. But I think, as we've seen in the past with other sports teams, sometimes you can have too much. I really think the Niners have a better chemistry when it comes to playing together. And I think that at times, I think the Cowboys, there's a little bit of ego involved. Seems like some of the guys want the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I'm a diehard Niner fan, and I think that we played with a lot of heart. And sometimes I think that...
All right, James, that's enough.
Yeah. How about him?
Thank you.
I got him.
Thank you. There you go, James and Weatherford. Look, there's a lot of things to be worried about with this team, but you know, everyone has a lot of things to be worried about. I'm worried about Dak's confidence, Dak reading defenses, this run game, stopping the run. I'm a little worried about Kellen Moore. You got to worry about this team with discipline and penalties.
Oh, I'm definitely worried about the discipline of penalties. I am not worried about Dak's confidence at all.
Okay.
I don't think Dak's confidence has ever wavered on anything. I'm not sure I will ever believe that man lacks confidence. That is the
doubt.
Leader of leader.
No doubt. No doubt throughout that slump.
You know what? Just champions don't doubt themselves, man.
No, you can come up with a better saying than
got
that.
To. Mike already stole lion, which I hate comparing people to lions or, you know, tigers or whatever.
All right, let's get some final predictions in here. Mike McCarthy at 8:40. You are not going to want to miss that. Plus, how Vegas is disrespecting the Cowboy players, how to make some money this weekend with the Cowboys game. And let's pick the other ones as well. All NFL, all Cowboys all the time. And you want to watch this game with Jason Witten, D-Ware, Moose, and T.O.? We'll tell you how next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you miss Mike McCarthy early on, fantastic. Talking to him about getting slimed. The thought that his team is the finesse one going up against the physical 49ers. RJ trying to pop the blue pill to coach all at 8:40 this morning. And then we're going to crosstalk with San Francisco. They're called the Morning Roast. And we are being told that we are supposed to, we're kind of the guests on their show. They want to,
look at that.
They want to lead it. You know, I guess they have to have some type of quarterbacking in that city. So they want to lead it. And we're just supposed to kind of answer the interview type questions. So we'll see how patient we are with that and how much we go along. They had Barry Switzer on today, George Teague, John Lynch, Everson Walls.
Okay, now to be fair, George Teague is like just down the street, 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like that hard to get George on, but it's okay.
And crosstalk with us at 9 o'clock for some final hour trash talk will be fun. Jeff Garcia and Jerry Jones on with KMC today. And Jim Nantz. Jim Nantz will have the TV call along with Romo. So no one getting you more ready for what's happening this weekend than us. And that includes RJ Choppy with his NFL weekend. Actually, first, let's remind you how you can watch the games with Witten, since we're talking about old school players.
Oh,
D-Ware, Moose, and T.O.
Yeah, so many guys are going to be joining me. Tolos, if you want to, I'm going to be doing another hang. This is all through Academy Sports and Outdoors. The website is letshang.live. You basically go to that website, you sign up, and you get a free virtual ticket for the virtual watch party happening Sunday. It's like you mentioned, T.O., Witt, Ware, also Jay Novacek, Moose, Drew Pearson, Chris Canty, Orlando Scandrick, your best friend. He's going to be on that broadcast, and 99% sure I'll have someone that usually only comes out during prime time during the virtual watch party.
Dion?
I didn't say that. I just said someone that's normally on during prime time.
Wow.
So go to letshang.live, sign up, get your free ticket, and join me this Sunday.
When you talk to Scandrick, you got to make fun of his Lakers for just continuing to not be good.
I'm going
to
write that down.
All right, let's see how you can make some money this weekend with your NFL locks. He said he's got some locks. RJ Choppy, the degenerate.
I have four selections of games.
By the way,
five player props.
Did you see that 10-cent parlay that got turned into like 130K?
I did see that.
No.
Like, yeah.
These three different guys just, they bet on who would score the first baskets in these NBA games.
Yeah.
And they hit 10 cents to like 130K as three different people are splitting it up.
Yikes.
Did I get that right? Did you see that?
I did see that. It was something, it was so much money. It was
6-leg NBA parlay that turned 50 cents into $130,000. Wow. This is what they did. First baskets from six. Yeah. They hit on six different guys scoring the first baskets in their games. Gordon Hayward, Bogdanovich, Evan Fournier, Christian Wood, LeBron, and the biggest odds of all, the biggest long shot, Lauri Markkanen. They all made the first basket, and 50 cents turned into $130,000.
Jeez. This is my guy, Bo. If you bet $100 on Jacksonville on the money line in 2015 at home against Indy, because they've won every game against Indy at home since 2015, and you let it ride each time, you'd have made $193,000 in six straight wins.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's the benefit of being a homer. Only homers of that team can make that type of bet and win that type of money.
That's it. All right. 100%. All right. Four game picks, five props. Vegas, Cincy, under 49. Derek Carr has ever scored more than 17 points. When the temperature is below 37, it's going to be 30. Joe Burrow's played in his first game. Probably going to be quite windy there as well. I'm taking the under 49. Arizona and the Rams. I'm taking the over 49.5. This is a trick game, though. This could be one of those, like, you know, lower scoring games, 27-20, where it doesn't quite hit the number, but I think it will hit the number. Buffalo, New England. Another under that I'm taking. Under 44. 0 degree temps. Josh Allen doesn't play well in the cold. He needs Viagra, apparently. And then we know Bill is going to devise some kind of unique running game plan, whatever. And then I also have Vegas plus 5.5 on the road against Cincy. I think it's close. I think Cincy wins, though. I got some player props for you here.
All right.
The Cowboy game.
Okay.
Jimmy G. Even money. Over 2.5 rush yards.
Even money. Over 2.5 rush yards?
Over 2.5 rush yards.
That's it.
All he's got to do is scramble once for 3 yards.
Yeah.
And not like... And then not scramble again, you know. So over 2.5 rush yards. George Kittle, over 51.5 receiving yards, minus 115. Dalton Schultz, over 41.5 receiving yards. That's a minus 115. Schultz is going to get that in three catches. Zeke, over 16 receiving yards.
Okay.
That's a very low number. And then finally, Dak. And this is the most disrespecting. This is the most disrespect that I've ever seen this man. His over-under on rush yards is 7.
Man, Michael Irvin got mad this morning when we were talking about Dak's weakness from ESPN being called his legs.
I mean, it's just, you know, a negative EPA. But I'm taking the over 7.5 rush yards. 7.5? He'll get that on the first third down.
Mike said, how is Dak a detriment to the run? He's not Tom Brady. Those are the lingering thoughts of people that are also thinking about his ankle injury. Also, RJ's song is horrible, and I mean horrible. So that was Michael texting us earlier. All right, those are your props.
That's it. There you go. I'll put them up on at RJ Choppy on Twitter.
All right, I got some. By the way, I got this from Michael Lombardi. Tell me what you think. I think it's right down your alley when it comes to underdogs and road teams. In the last 4 years, all road teams are 14-4 straight up and 15-3 against the spread in the wild card round. All road teams, 14-4 straight up, 15-3 against the spread in the wild card the last 4 years. That's winning. It's going into other territory and winning.
I get last year. There was not as many fans.
Well, you said home field advantage is a little overrated.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's the travel. It's the travel, really.
The under is 12-6 the last 4 seasons. And then
unders favor the dogs.
And then in the last 9 years, the under is 26-11-1. Only one wild card coach in the last 8 years has played and won the Super Bowl. So keep that in mind. A lot of this stuff has to do with Philly, Tampa Bay. First-time coaches, 8-1 straight up and against the spread the last 3 years, and home favorites that are a touchdown or more in the wild card, home favorites favored by a TD or more in the wild card, 13-2 straight up and 11-4 against the spread since 05.
Wow.
So I just wanted to give you some of those numbers. from Michael Lombardi, the Odyssey GM Shuffle.
Odyssey.
All right, some of the other odds from Bet On. By the way, let's just go straight down the line and pick the games.
All right.
The other games. Because we've got Mike McCarthy and then Crosstalk coming up. Raiders, Cincy, I'm picking the Bengals. You?
I am picking the Bengals to win by a small margin.
Okay. Spread's 5.5. I'm picking New England to win Saturday night against my Buffalo Bills on the road because of the weather.
Because of the weather?
Yep.
I'm going to pick Buffalo. They're just a better team.
Okay. We're both picking the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking Tampa in a closer game than I would have thought 2 weeks ago because of the possible weather and Philly changing their offense and the Buccaneers' injuries. But I will pick Tampa Bay. Philly doesn't have enough.
I think Tampa covers the 8.5.
Oh.
Yeah. They either win by 10.
All right. We're both picking Kansas City. Mike Florio is the only one picking the Steelers.
I might take Pittsburgh to cover. There are a lot of numbers that say Pittsburgh is the play.
Oh.
And the money line might be so good to take them. It's worth a shot. I wouldn't touch it.
And then Monday night, I'm going to pick the Rams over the Cardinals.
I think the Rams match up well with Arizona. I will take Arizona.
And by the way, there might be some pressure on Kyler, too. I know he doesn't have DeAndre, but like, you're a number one pick, too. I know all the heat's going to be on Stafford in that game, but Arizona has not played well down the stretch.
No, that's right. They haven't. Is there more heat on Stafford or McVay?
Stafford.
Right. It is.
Definitely Stafford. It
is. Sean McVay doesn't get pressure. He doesn't get heat. It's golden child.
Do you hate McVay or Shanahan more these days?
Yes. Let's see. I think both are like good coaches. I think both are also like the media darlings. I just don't like that they never get criticized. It's always somebody else's fault with them.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, let's go behind enemy lines. We're getting ready for Crosstalk with the Morning Roast Show in San Francisco. Here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
What are we doing?
Oh, we got it? We're good?
What's up, guys?
Oh, what's up? What's up, Sean and RJ?
Hey,
what's happening?
You got his name right.
How you doing? Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, we're out here in Silicon Valley, man. They teach us how to read out here. So, you know what I'm saying? We're ready to roll, man. How are you guys sleeping right now?
Comfortably.
Really?
Yeah, why wouldn't we be? I mean, you guys barely snuck in. You've never been a great team all year long. You're still playing, you know, 1980s football with your big, powerful run game. You got a quarterback who is going to get replaced as soon as the season is over with, and a general manager who likes tweets, you know, insulting him. So why wouldn't we sleep well?
I mean, plus the Galarian root. So I said,
yeah, well. I mean, look here, Sean and Archie. Hey, that's all cute. That all sounds good. I mean, power of football. I mean, the bullies are going to come down and bully you guys. You guys are a finesse team. And look, I'm looking at the schedule, and you want to talk about inconsistencies and not being a great football team. You guys realize you're 6-5 outside of the division. You beat up on the Washington football team, the New York Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, they're basically the G League of the NFL. That is a joke. That is a joke of a division. So you play the big boys out of conference. We just saw how the Cardinals beat you up. You struggle with Mac Jones and the Patriots. You struggle with Taysom Hill in New Orleans. I mean, come on. You guys didn't get back to 1980s football, and you guys would play 1980s football. However, you can't because Ezekiel Elliott is washed. The guy eats too much. He loves tequila in Mexico. So the guy's about 260 pounds.
Everybody loves that. What's the problem? I don't know what the problem is.
Guys, these guys are coming at us hard. You would think we were the ones dating a porn star. Wow, this is insane right now.
Oh, porn star.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys using material from 2018, man? Come on.
Absolutely. What the hell was that?
What percentage of y'all's audience, seriously, like what percentage
has already moved here?
No. What percentage thinks that y'all are going to win this game?
100%. I don't know if you know this. Operation Takeover happens again. Remember in 2015 when Colin Kaepernick went down there with Vernon Davis and it was just a sea of red? I mean, come on. You guys can't even. You're out here begging your fans, don't sell to Niner fans, please.
You guys are reporting what? There's like 17% Niner fans that are going to come to the stadium. Is that what y'all were saying?
That's just what's reported. I mean, there's gonna. It's probably going to be 50-50. We all know.
I mean, 50-50.
We know Jerry's World's a neutral site stadium,
yeah,
man.
Come on, man.
It's a neutral site,
it's like
man.
A bowl game.
Yeah, exactly. We're going down to the Cotton Bowl. That's what we're doing.
One big party.
We're going to the Cotton Bowl.
Does anybody, can anybody there afford to come here and get a good old game?
Well, you know, I'll be down there. Even though I work in radio, we know how radio pays us, man. We're all broke, but I'll find my way at Jerry's World on Sunday. You better believe
that. Wait, your station is paying for you to come?
Oh, no. Hell no.
I was like, wait.
Hey, Sean RJ.
TV money.
We can agree on this one.
Yeah.
We broke, baby. We work in morning radio, man. We ain't getting no dollars.
All right, so tell us what the deal is with Garoppolo in terms of the hand injury, and if you guys don't run the football down our throats, are you definitely going to lose the game in all seriousness?
Well, I mean, if you look at what Jimmy Garoppolo's done over the totality of his career, the guy is the comeback kid. He done it time and time again. The defense has let him down a couple of times this year when it comes to, you know, closing out games, but fourth quarter drives, the guy is nails. Now, he'll float one up, three flies up, and throw a knuckleball into the middle of the field in the second quarter, and the whole place is ready to strangle him. But the guy, I got to give it to him. I mean, he's got the balls at the end of the games, and he delivers every time for this team. Now, I know he didn't do it in the Super Bowl when push came to shove. You lost to Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed him for 3.5 quarters. Jimmy Garoppolo is coming off the best win of his entire career against the Los Angeles Rams down in L.A. Push comes to shove. They're down 17-0, and he threw them back.
Is this Butcher Boy talking?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Get a Butch.
What's
your favorite cut?
Why are you Butcher Boy? Why are you Butcher Boy?
Because I actually was a butcher, and I used to call into Sports Talk Radio at 14 years old, cleaning sawdust off the floor. You know, I'm a real San Franciscan, fifth generation, unlike you guys. Where are you guys from? Oklahoma? Tennessee?
When
did you move there?
Wait,
I actually grew up rooting for this team.
What butchers have sawdust in their store?
Well, this is going back to the 90s, homie. I mean, I don't know if you've ever actually, you know, had a real man's job, but your boy did.
Hang on. You don't talk like that these days. There's no such thing as that, real men's jobs.
I did have to work on a farm for a week.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Kicking cows.
Huh?
You may need to go back to a farm. Hell.
Let me tell you.
Jerry Jones needs to go back to milking cows because, boy, he won nothing since 95.
I mean, come on.
Hey, look, I know the Niners have lost 2 Super Bowls in the last 10 years, and they've got an NFC championships 3 straight with Harbaugh. They went to one a couple years ago and bodied the Green Bay Packers. But you guys haven't felt what the third round feels like. Were you guys literally bored when the Cowboys won the Super Bowl? You guys don't know what the NFC Championship is like. You don't know what the NFC title game is like. You get close and close.
Hey,
but you guys are still probably losing sleep over Dez Bryant and that fraudulent catch up in Lambeau Field,
Jimmy
right?
Jimmy G got more playoff wins in one run than you guys have in the last 27 years.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
You guys are stabbing. You're stabbing your own quarterback in the back.
No, they're stabbing their own fans at the game.
Yeah. At the games. And you guys are holding on to this. I mean, you sound like Homer, so you guys must do big major Homer radio.
No.
50-50. Everyone believes we're going to win. And then you're holding on to this because you know you drafted the wrong quarterback. So you're mad about the future. future, and you're ticked off you didn't draft Mac like your head coach wanted, but your GM wouldn't allow, so that's why you're being homers this morning, right?
Big homers. All right, we're on the simulcast with Sean and RJ, morning show in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan, here with the morning roast. We're going back and forth, and they're giving it a good old try. Hey, they're giving it A for effort.
Big hat,
A
no
for
cow.
Effort. But you know what?
Is this Bonte? How do you pronounce your first name?
It's Bonte. Hold on real quick. This is what I tell people. My mom, Becky Tyndall, she's a great mom. She's a great woman. But look, I always tell her.
Wow.
And you know what?
Damn, dog.
Hey, she does need
crossing
a voice. Hey, whoa. Okay, damn. It's all good. But look, she was drunk off the Hennessy when she named me, right? I thought it was going to be Dante, Vontae. She came up with Bonte, which makes it a very unique name, because when you say Bonte in the Bay Area, you eat for free. You get in the clubs for free.
Bonte, I wasn't
in the Bay Area. But since you want a date with my mom, I don't know if you can afford her, because you know you guys are on that tax system in Texas. You know what I'm saying? You guys are probably, the way I look at Texas people, man, you guys are eating all the time and big old steaks. You guys don't really believe in weight programs out there.
You're doing a show with a butcher boy.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You got red meat artery problems. Bonte, I wasn't making fun of your name or your mom. No. I was just going to say, I think you have... Do you have bad allergies this morning? You sound stuffed up.
I'm a little stuffy.
Okay.
You know,
deviated septum? Is that what it is?
I'm just curious. That's fine. Hey, don't worry about that, though. Worry about Sunday, the bludgeoning you guys are getting, because I see how you guys are trying to
they're in California.
From the football game. California.
Oh, yeah, it's legal.
Hey, the best weed in town.
I know.
Guys, that brown dirt in Texas.
Guys, how far do you think that San Francisco can go? Like, what's your playoff ceiling after you beat us?
Oh, my God.
I mean, we got no problem rolling through Green Bay, and then we've already beaten them. We're undefeated since Jim Harbaugh arrived against Green Bay. Exactly. We haven't lost to Aaron Rodgers once in the playoffs.
Let's flip it on them. Because we know Cowboy fans are like Laker fans. They're the most delusional fan base in all the sports.
Are you guys also Yankee fans?
Red Sox fans. They just jump on winners. But what's the ceiling for the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, Amari Cooper, he shows up for 4 games a season. We know that. Ezekiel Elliott is a hamstring away from being out the league. Tony Pollard's a part-time back who doesn't like getting hit. So what's the ceiling for the Dallas Cowgirls?
California.
Yeah, get into California.
L.A., like a nice city. Not where do we stay?
We stayed in the loin.
Yeah, we stayed in the loin there for the Super Bowl with a dump of a downtown.
God, y'all's downtown is horrible.
It was like the Walking Dead down there.
That strip club movie theater was kind of cool, though.
So we'll go to L.A., not
yeah,
San Francisco.
Yeah, it's called Market Street Cinema. From. Did you get a little happy ending? That sounds pretty sad.
Yeah, I was in there.
I was happy to leave.
It was a scary sight in there. But, yeah, our ceiling is Los Angeles in the Super Bowl with a straight face.
I mean, as a neutral observer?
No, like as a participant, you know, with like the top offense in the league and the rookie of the year, maybe the defensive player of the year and the guy who leads the league and all the interceptions and all that.
It's funny. You guys average 40 points a game against the NFC least, and you average like 25 against the rest of the league. Top offense looks a little inflated.
What is the biggest win of the year for the Cowboys?
Right.
What
is the biggest win?
What's the biggest win of the year? Dak actually signing a $40 million contract?
That's a good win.
What is it?
It's a good call. Patriots? Chargers?
The team that didn't make the playoffs?
Did you really bring up the Chargers? Do you guys want to bet on the game instead of doing all this talk? Do you guys have Venmo accounts? Don't send me a Salisbury steak or whatever with the sawdust on the floor.
We are in Silicon Valley. I think we came up with Twitter, Facebook, Google, Venmo, and all that stuff. So you came up with that, guys. You probably Cash App guys, don't you?
Cash App? Wait, is that an insider? Is that a Silicon Valley?
Hang on a second. When I go to the trap house, I use Cash App all the time.
Is that a Silicon Valley insult that if you have Cash App? Is that an insult?
It could be. But I mean, you know, the broke people used to use Cash App.
Cash App turned in better than Venmo now.
But you know what? No, I'm giving you guys too much credit. You're probably still using Western Union here in 2021.
These intelligent jokes over here.
Horse and buggy podcast.
Intelligent jokes. Well, look, let's come up with a money amount. Yeah. And then we can use whatever you guys created and you invented. And then let's see how much you talk and how much you're willing to back it up in terms of the Odyssey paychecks. And then we'll just flat out bet on it. We won't send brisket or you guys send us seafood. Let's just straight up bet money on it. And let's see how much you
want
to talk.
You could send me sourdough if you want to.
Sourdough.
Or some of that weed.
I would like some.
Your guys' Texas toast is pretty garbage.
It's a little overrated.
It's a little dry. Man, it is straight whack. And your barbecue ain't even that great.
I'm sorry.
You crossed the line.
What's the prediction? Seriously, each of you, what's the score? What's the prediction?
31-28, 49ers. I mean, come on. And Jerry's going to have a heart attack in the postgame presser talking about, I can't believe Dak came up short. Well, Nick Bosa's about to eat alive Tyron Smith.
Dallas will find a way to blame Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn. That's what they usually do with Dak Prescott.
Mark that.
They won't blame Jerry Jones, who's never won anything without Jimmy Johnson. And yeah, that was Jimmy Johnson's team you won with Barry Switzer back in 95. So whatever you guys want to do, money, I'm all good. Yeah. Okay. It's all good. You name your price.
Okay. Well, we will see what happens, and let's name it on Twitter and have fun with the different fan bases, and then we'll see what happens. And hit us up. Flonays, when you come here, you hit us up.
When you move here like the rest of everybody over there.
Flonays and Butcher Boy.
We ain't Joe Rogan, homie. Newsflash. Yeah, we ain't Joe Rogan. We're cool. Our real estate's significantly more expensive than yours. Chill out, man.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the game.
Hey, we'll talk to you on Monday. We'll have him back on Monday. Probably. And we're going to re-rack this interview here.
Re-rack.
Yo, man.
Jim Rome.
We just got insulted by 1,500 SAT scores.
I don't know what they were saying on half the things they said. they were starting to go into the technology. And
the cash app? What was the thing at the end there?
Re-rack?
Oh, no, the real estate?
Oh, real estate.
Backhanded us for real estate value? I mean, that's Silicon Valley humor.
Are they happy that it costs more money to buy a house there?
Silicon Valley trash talk. Tri-tip.
Oh, but the technology insults. Like, you guys don't even have enough space in your terabytes. It's what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.